From the Rio Grande to the Sabine and the Canadian to the San Antonio. If it's in Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, the border situation is so bad that the number of counted gotaways by the Border Patrol since Biden took office, that total number is more than the individual population of 23 states of the Union. How's that for evidence of a plan to remake America's political culture? Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institutions. Truckers and fleet owners, Allied Compliance Services is your best friend in compliance with DOT testing regs. Reach the best in compliance at alliedcompliance.com. Texas GOP is in convention in Houston, and we'll have convention news, oil and gas rig count and related news, and Texas unemployment numbers are out. Also, on that mass violence and schools and other places, the problem with the mental health catch-all to stop mass violence, you notice I've been very upset by this. Republicans are acting like Democrats and going to create massive spending for something that's completely ineffective, and there is a massive amount, by the way, of scholarly evidence to demonstrate that this mental health angle is ineffective and a waste of money in that sense. We've got that and much more. Listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Attorney General Ken Paxton announced his office's latest election integrity prosecution in Victoria County. Monica Mendez of Port Lavaca has pleaded guilty to 26 felony counts of voter fraud, including 3 counts of illegal voting, 8 counts of election fraud, 7 counts of assisting a voter to submit a ballot by mail, and 8 counts of unlawful possession of a mail-in ballot. Oh, boy, this is the stuff the Democrats keep telling us that it doesn't happen and we're all crazy. In fact, it says she ran a, remember, she's pleaded guilty to felony counts, 26 felony counts. She ran a vote harvesting operation on behalf of what? Oh, a subsidized housing corporation in order to influence the outcome of utility board elections. Gosh. Gee whiz, and none of this happens. Small plane crashed into Lady Bird Lake in downtown Austin. A person was injured. The passenger and the plane was taken to hospital with potentially serious injuries. A game warden pilot was involved in the plane crash, from Parks and Wildlife confirming that. And the pilot got out of the plane, swam to a paddleboarder who was out there in Lady Bird Lake, who helped him to get to shore. A choral director has been indicted on child sex charges, and they're all claiming, oh, this is just all wrong. Well, maybe it is. Fox 4 reporting out of Vidor, the attorney for a teacher that's been indicted on child sex charges, says the allegations are totally without merit. They arrested her when she was entering church to lead a service. A grand juror has indicted Robin Corley, who's the Vidor Junior High choral director, on charges of continuous sexual abuse and sexual assault of a girl under 14 years of age. The Texas Rangers investigated the case, which included at least 3 alleged acts of sexual abuse dating to a period from June 2008, then 09, and then 2010, the same girl. She's now free on bond. Her defense attorney refuting the allegations. Well, she's innocent until proven guilty under the law, but he says she's talking about someone with a spotless record in Vidor and ISD and her church. Well, yeah, unless this proves true. Former Arlington police officer has been indicted on a murder charge from a shooting in 2021. We covered this shooting when it happened. Robert Phillips was indicted on a charge of murder by the DA's office. Phillips was fired by the Arlington Police Department 2 days after the incident. In dash cam footage, he was seen shooting through the windshield of Jesse Joseph Fisher's white Jeep SUV, killing the 40-year-old. Police Chief Al Jones in Arlington City terminated Phillips' employment because he violated multiple department orders that included not shooting at a moving vehicle and only using deadly force when protecting yourself or someone else, which is the law. This is a really weird case where this guy won't get out of his car, and then he goes somewhere else and all that. And if you watch it, it just seems to appear that this police officer, there were others around, just decided he was going to take matters in his own hands, and it doesn't appear that he was under any kind of threat. And that's the rule we're all governed by, threat of death or serious bodily harm to ourselves or others. These Democrat operatives that work for the little AOC that runs Harris County, Judge Lena Hidalgo, remember, the bunch of them been indicted now for steering this contract to the Hillary Clinton campaign. You know, one of their leftist Democrats is COVID contracting campaign. And there's three people here. Two of them, they still work for Lena Hidalgo, Alex Triantafylos. I've known how to say it, then I get on the air and I can't say it. Oh, it's so infuriating because I've been reading it and saying it with no problem. Triantafylos and Wallace Nader. The judge, here's the latest story in the Chronicle. The judge had to scold the staffers' attorneys because they're still working for the state while they're indicted, and they're trying to work out their bond arrangements. In other words, setting limits on what they can involve themselves in working for the county government because their charge is about corruption. And they were simply asked to provide a written job description for each one of them to the court so they could finish the bond arrangements, and they couldn't even do that. I'm telling you, these people, they're corrupt from top to bottom, this group. Absolutely corrupt. And all we needed to know that was they're big Democrat operatives. That doesn't mean they're corrupt in an illegal sense, but it certainly means they're corrupt from an integrity sense. That makes people mad. Well, that's the way I feel about it. By the way, University of Houston has agreed to drop controversial anti-discrimination policy and pay $30,000 in legal fees in a federal court settlement. Another one of our state universities that the governor has been silent about and seems to have done nothing about in these regent appointments. But Speech First had sued University of Houston. They put in place one of these policies, these woke policies from the left, that basically say you can't have an opinion on anything because it might bother somebody. That's right. They created a protected class of harassment and made it against the rules to engage in harassment and defined that as even minor verbal or nonverbal slight snubs, annoyances, insults, or isolated instance, including but not limited to microaggressions. That could be a violation and require discipline. Well, they were sued, and just like the same policy at University of Texas, it's been thrown out and they're having to pay, and that's what we have to do, stand up to these tyrants on the left. The question is, why does Governor Abbott not do anything about this? We see this over and over again. I mean, look, you folks think it's somewhere else. You folks in Lubbock, you realize Texas Tech has delayed the opening because they're having trouble getting, contractors. They're building a black-only, segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation always, a black student-only little facility. This stuff is going on everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. And the governor's not seeming to use his power on the most coveted appointments for regents of these systems to do anything about it. So he's all talk. His commitment to doing what's right seems to be pole deep, my friends. All right, now, today in Texas history, I always like to remind everybody of this, since so many have been propagandized thinking global warming, that's the only reason we have these amazing floods. June 17th, 1899, a lot of water started coming down up and down the Brazos River in Texas. Over about 9 inches fell in 66,000 square miles. It inundated 12,000 square miles. The known number of dead was 284, and thousands of others were left homeless. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our good friends at USA Investigations. If you have investigative needs, go find out more at usainvestigations.net. We'll be back in a moment with more Pratt on Texas.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
It's hard to explain why my greatest customer service experience wasn't at a luxury resort or private club, but was going to the dentist in Costa Rica, Dr. Silvia Zuniga of Dental Care. There are big Costa Rica practices which, while saving you big money, work just like they do here, herding patients through as fast as possible to increase billings. That's not how Dr. Silvia Zuniga works. Silvia's practice is purposely small and personal with the highest level of service and quality I've experienced for anything. My entire trip cost us less than half my lowest quote at home, including hotel for a week, restaurants, airfare for both of us, and local transport, and much more dental work than those local quotes covered. I had it all done. No wonder my Lubbock neighbor had been using her for his dental work for years, and now you can visit Texas Tech's new Costa Rica campus nearby. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
From the state where people from Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana are considered Yankees. Here's your Texan in chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Texas unemployment numbers out. The unemployment rate continued to fall in May. The Workforce Commission says that Texas added 74,200 total non-ag jobs, non-agricultural jobs in May. For the seventh consecutive month, the state set new employment highs as total non-farm jobs reached 13,357,100. Texas has added a total of 762,400 positions since May of 2021. The seasonally adjusted Texas unemployment rate was 4.2%. That's a decrease of 0.1% from April. Leisure and hospitality gained a lot of jobs over the month, 27,000. Professional and business services, 15,000. Trade, transportation, and utilities grew by 11,700. And some of these industries passed their COVID pre-COVID employment levels for the first time in May of 2022, meaning we just completely destroyed jobs for that time, and that's on the governor, too. Amarillo and Austin Round Rock metropolitan statistical areas had the lowest unemployment, followed by College Station, Bryan, and then Lubbock. The numbers around the state, Abilene was 3.2% unemployment rate for May, Amarillo 2.7%. When you're below 4, folks, you're at full employment. People are begging for workers. Austin 2.7%, Beaumont, Port Arthur 6.5%, Brownsville, Harlingen 6.1%, College Station, Bryan 2.9%, Corpus Christi 5.1%, Dallas area was all 3.3% to 3.4%, El Paso 4.3%, Houston 4.3%, 4.1% in the Fort Hood region, Laredo 4.3%, Longview 4.3%. Lubbock was 3% unemployment rate. McAllen, Edinburgh, Mission, the northern part of the Rio Grande Valley, 6.9%. Midland, 3.3%. Odessa, 4.8%. San Angelo, 3.2%. San Antonio area, 3.5%. North Texas around Sherman and Denison, 3.3%. Texarkana, 4.1%. Tyler, 3.5%. Victoria, 4.3%. Waco, 3.4%. And Wichita Falls, 3.6% unemployment rate in May. Now, Baker Hughes has the weekly rotary rig count out. The U.S. gained 7 rigs this week, but Texas gained none. All 7 gains were in New Mexico, appear to all be in the Permian, from what I can tell, in New Mexico. And so Texas is still sitting at 356 rigs. We were at 221 this week a year ago. New Mexico finally gets over 100 rigs for 2 weeks in a row for the first time in a long time. They were at 103 last week, and that was after a big gain then. Pumping that oil. Oil industry asked Biden for more leasing and fewer reels to lower prices while he's out attacking them. The American Petroleum, Biden is, the American Petroleum Institute sent the White House a list of top 10 policies that it argues will encourage production and bring down costs. Topping the list is a request that they quickly issue a new 5-year plan for the offshore oil and gas leasing program. Then remember, they canceled sales on that. And it's just crazy. I mean, the regulations, now they're talking from the White House this week about, well, we don't need more oil production. We just need more capacity at refineries. And what these people are, they're profiteering. They need to produce more. These refineries are producing all they can. And Exxon had this great piece where they took on the administration, pointing out that even when they were losing money and had to borrow money, they, in the COVID time, they were increasing the capacity of the biggest plants in the country. And the administration's full of crap. We know exactly why there's nobody building many new plants and why they're actually getting smaller and or fewer, even though the population's growing for refining. And it's purely these environmentalist regulations that have gone so far as to knock the industry off of its feet. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton joined a multi-state amicus brief in the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, urging reversal of the lower court's decision to vacate the largest offshore oil and gas lease sale in U.S. history. That was a bunch of people are fighting that. The Biden administration just switched gears on everybody. You can't have investment without predictability. And when you have these Democrats that come in and then they start going after everybody, either with real things like canceling the lease sales or introducing regulations or just threatening to, it just freezes capital markets. It freezes investment. Would you put your savings in something like that? That's the point. That's where your money goes in these funds you're part of for your retirement. It's too uncertain. And they've been doing this. This is the way that Obama's group figured out. This is the way we can stop the industry and fossil fuel business and manufacturing and stuff. We can just constantly harass them in such a way as that it starves them of capital. And then in the last several years, even some of the biggest capital outfits around the world have openly come out and said they're going to try to starve energy. And that's why your bills are high. That's why you're going to be paying so much for gas. Every vote for a Democrat in any condition is a vote for this kind of destruction of our society, my friends, and making us all extremely poor. It is absolutely disgusting. Let's switch gears. The Republican Party of Texas is in convention. The largest political convention in the free world is the Texas Republican Party, because it is a grassroots, people-up organization instead of top-down. A lot of states, the party's a top-down thing. Well, we've got some convention news for those of you who live in Senate District 28, which is a heck of a lot of you, with Senator Charles Perry's district. That's how we make up the State Republican Executive Committee, by electing a man and woman, a committee man, committee woman from each. In Senate District 28, Steve Evans was unopposed, running for re-election to the SREC. There was a big race. We carried interviews with those candidates. They contacted us the right way through the contact form at prattontexas.com, and I thought it important enough to carry them, and we covered those. They were all very impressive women. That vote was held in caucus today, and Linda Hoag of Lubbock was elected the SREC committee woman. That means both SREC reps from this sprawling Senate district will be from Lubbock. I don't think that's particularly wise, and I mean, nothing against Linda or Steve. It'd be nice to have those spread out a little bit across the huge district for the purpose of representing. But Linda will do a good job. She's new to it, and she's a good person. She'll do well. I think all three of these women running were all tops. The Texas scorecard had some coverage out of the convention going on offense. That was while the chairman, Rinaldi, kicked it off. In his opening speech, they report that Rinaldi made it clear the party would become more active fighting as it fights for the party priorities and against the left. Quote, "We can't be content with merely winning elections." See, this is what the insider crowd in Austin and other places want. Win the election, then you party people disappear. Now, we want you and your money and your work and your endorsement, but then once we get elected, leave us alone. Well, screw you. Anyway, Rinaldi said, "We can't be content," which is what they're telling us. Rinaldi said, "We can't be content with merely winning elections and slowing America's leftward trajectory. We can't rest on achieving a few legislative victories, then sit back proud and content from contest. We need to take the fight directly to the left and go on offense." That's right. But a lot of office holders, folks, want none of that. Not all, but a lot of them. Absent from mention in Rinaldi's speech, as well as the convention entirely, is the fact Texas Governor Greg Abbott isn't there. He's not appearing, but he's holding a private event. He held a private event yesterday evening. Quote, we've seen the GOP wake up to this realization, and where we've seen success. Republicans like Texas Lieutenant Governor Patrick and Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis have stood up against corporations like Disney receiving special favors from the government, said Rinaldi. Now that, folks, is a direct hit. You know, Abbott's big at handing over the big company's money, and he hadn't been very good on this, and he didn't go to the convention, so bringing up DeSantis. Going on offense means we put our time and treasure into electing Republicans. We expect Republicans to lead our state, not the party that wants to destroy everything we hold dear. This means Republicans need to end the practice of appointing Democrats to chairmanships in the legislature, and that got a raucous round of applause. We can't compromise with Democrats who have different and incompatible vision for our future, Chairman Rinaldi added. He's exactly right. Back in a moment.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
For decades throughout West Texas, Tommy Klein Construction has been a leader in commercial construction. That experience is your assurance that Tommy Klein Construction can do your job right the first time and understands all the government codes with which you must comply. Tommy Klein Construction satisfies state HUB and federal woman-owned business requirements too. Tommy Klein Construction, general commercial building contractors. Reach them at 806-438-3384, 806-438-3384.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
He thinks prairie dogs should be kept around for economic development. Hunting is big business. Now more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Back to Republican Party of Texas convention news. The Rules Committee passed a resolution that essentially rebukes Cornyn for his working with compromising with the anti-freedom people, the Democrats, on gun control laws and all of these red flag laws. So they were pretty straight. Now, Cornyn is set to appear. He may have appeared today. I don't know when he's appearing at the convention. Unlike Abbott, he didn't run away. In that issue, there was a big piece. Now, Fox News had a piece, top Senate GOP gun negotiator, that's Senator Cornyn of Texas, said he's, quote, concerned about price tag, red flag positions and provision in bipartisan bill. We have more on that. That was from yesterday. Today, The Hill, Alexander Bolton, had a piece, gun safety bill bogs down in detail. Senator Cornyn told reporters that negotiators had not reached agreement on the final draft of the bill after several rounds of meetings today. This is the hardest part because at some point you just have to make a decision, and when people don't want to make a decision, you can't accomplish a result, and that's kind of where we are now, said Cornyn, as he left the Capitol basement this afternoon. You don't want to give to politicians an unlimited amount of time to talk because they will fill the available space, Cornyn said. It's fish or cut bait. I told him I'm leaving. That's right, he's headed to Texas for the convention. I told him I'm leaving, but I'll be available by email or text message, as he walked out of the basement office of Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, the lead Democrat negotiator. Negotiators say they're stuck on two provisions in the bipartisan framework. See, nobody is stuck at all over spending countless amounts of money on building a massive Great Society-style interventionist federal state partnership mental health program that's just going to be a boondoggle that'll take more of our freedom by taking our money over the next generations. They're not worried about that. Now, they're worried about good stuff, but they ought to be worried about that. Now, Cornyn did say the price tag was a problem, but the two provisions are this red flag laws stuff and the so-called boyfriend loophole, which is crazy. They write in the Hill, closing the boyfriend loophole would bar intimate or romantic partners convicted of misdemeanor domestic abuse claims from possessing firearms. That's insane. I once dated a person that every single person who ever knew that person would have thought that person the sweet, little, mild, sweet, mild person. And that woman, she was a sweet person, but privately, she could become extremely violent. You know, I mean, like slamming doors, then grabbing you, grabbing your legs, begging you not to even walk out of the door. I mean, and lead to bruises and things like that, that if the person had been vindictive as well, would have easily trumped up a fake case against you. All self-inflicted by their own environment. You're just trying to say, no, I'm not going to deal with this, walk out the door, and then inflict injuries upon themselves. Well, a man's never believed in this. This is the ruin your life. This is crazy. Take your damn weapons away because of something that happened when you were running around in college or something. It's terrible. And they're going to try this stuff. Now, I've been extremely critical of this whole bull crap stuff on the mental health. And I'll tell you, I knew there's a bunch of scholarly evidence out there to back me up. And it doesn't even come from the pro-Second Amendment or pro-freedom crowd. It comes from people that are anti-gun and would like to seize everybody's gun, but they're specialists in mental health and they've looked at the data. The Dallas Morning News ran a big opinion piece today, Can We Really Spot and Stop Mass Killers Before They Strike? It was penned by James Allen Fox, a professor of criminology, law, and public policy at Northeastern University and co-author of Extreme Killing, Understanding Serial and Mass Murder. Wrote the column for the Dallas Morning News. He is a gun taker. I mean, he ends up with the column, a far more effective way to prevent mass murder would be to keep deadly weapons away from troubled or broken individuals. However, as I've said over and over, he says, this is far more easily articulated than accomplished. And he says it would take a level of background screening for gun purchasing that's far more thorough than what's in place. Sadly, this doesn't seem to be in the cards. In other words, he's for keeping people from having guns. But let's listen to what he had to say. And I'm just giving you parts. According to CBS News poll taken earlier this month, 3 out of 5 Americans, Democrats and Republicans alike, believe improved mental health screening and treatment can prevent rampage shootings. And it's just, it's all totally bull, folks. It's absolute bull. Although mental illness may seem like a compelling explanation for senseless slaughter, the facts say otherwise. Notwithstanding a few high-profile assailants whose mental health issues are well-documented, including the gunman who killed 7 and injured dozens more in the August 2019 Midland, Odessa shooting spree, no clear relationship between psychiatric diagnosis and mass murder has been established. Only about 1 in 10, so only about 10% of mass murderers showed signs of severe mental illness, according to researchers at the Columbia University Department of Psychiatry. He goes on some other things. He says, even then, according to Florida State University criminologist Emma Friedel, as many as 2/3 have no history of being treated for psychological conditions of any kind. Disconnected? Yes. Delusional? No. They may be mad, but in the sense of being angry as opposed to being crazy. He said, and then he talks about the mass killers. A lot of them, they got depression or they're just feeling rejected. They don't feel like they belong, but it's not psychiatric, severe psychiatric disorders. He says some of them just seek out a soft target like a school or restaurant to punish society for their own failures and frustration. He's admitting that, which is an admission that when you harden a target with people being armed and other things like that, it may make them choose a different target. He writes, since the Uvalde shooting, troubling details have surfaced about the 18-year-old gunman. Reportedly had tortured cats, talked tough in online chat rooms, and purposely cut himself. Knowing the crime that he ultimately committed, these revelations are not especially surprising, but they also are not particularly predictive of mass murder. it is a problem of finding needles in haystacks. Unfortunately, countless teenagers exhibit such behaviors and even brag about violent plans, yet most never seriously harm any human being other than them, perhaps themselves. While it's regrettable that steps were not taken to intervene before the Uvalde shooter gunned down 21 innocents, there's hardly a guarantee that bloodshed would have been averted if they were. There's a long list of mass killers, from UT Tower sniper Charles Whitman to Sutherland Springs gunman Devin Kelly, who committed atrocities despite having received mental health services. He goes on to say, with their tendency to externalize blame, which is really how you see all, that's what I talk about people, who they're always a victim, everybody else is to blame. That's being stuck in adolescence, and there are millions of people 70 years old still stuck in that. And by the way, they tend to vote liberal because that's a basis of liberalism. You're never responsible for anything you've done. Everybody else is. He says, with their tendency to externalize blame and consider themselves victims of injustice, mass killers typically reject the idea that anything's wrong with them. What did I say this week? They're not going to go seek treatment. These people don't believe anything's wrong with them. The problem's with everybody else. It's just like every leftist advocate zealot you've ever run across. Anyway, I'm not confusing the murder part with that, but I'm saying it is a trait that's held in common, externalizing blame. Plus, an overly aggressive approach to try and coerce disgruntled, disaffected, and disappointed individuals into therapy or confiscate their firearms could actually intensify their sense of persecution and inadvertently, I'm going to change his words here, trigger the very violent act we want to prevent. It's a very strong point. He said, we must resist the urge to equate mental illness with mass murder. And the real basis of this is that the data is not there to support it. The data supports the opposite. By the way, Representative Burrells is having these investigative hearings from the House, and they're truly an investigative set of hearings. And the latest thing was he's saying that the Uvalde ISD Police Department is being cooperative, but for some reason that the Uvalde Police Department's not. He sent out on Twitter that, I don't understand why Uvalde PD routinely questions witnesses itself would not want the same. Pretty upset. And that's, they have to cooperate. I mean, by the law in the state, this committee has that subpoena power. Very odd thing going on there. Why would they not be cooperating? Back in a moment.
It's all about Texas with Pratt on Texas.
Was your property damaged by wildfire? Winters Dozer Service has the equipment and know-how to get your land cleaned up and back in shape. Some counties may even have state assistance available, so get with Winters Dozer Service now to get your property back in order. And while at it, plan to build future fire breaks with Winters Dozer Service. Get going now. Visit wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
Did you know that most pest control firms just spray chemical? Gafford Pest Control's Tim Gafford holds a degree in entomology from Texas Tech. Gafford is a leader in the most cutting-edge pest control systems, has the in-house skill to accurately identify pests, and can create a commercial or residential pest control plan that's both affordable and effective. Don't trust your business's safety and customer satisfaction to a bug sprayer. Choose industry leader Gafford Pest Control for a higher level of service. Call 792-4292.
Today's vehicles require more electrical power from the battery than ever before, and Texas Battery will get you the correct battery. Even better, Texas Battery will install your new battery without a power loss, helping you avoid resetting your electronics. Service and specific knowledge sets Texas Battery apart from big box stores and franchised chains. Go to TexasBattery.com for more information or stop by Texas Battery in Lubbock for the correct battery for your vehicle. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. TexasBattery.com.
Cybersecurity is a concern for every business that uses the web to share files with clients. Jamali Media can help. Our secure client portals allow your business to send and receive encrypted files within your own private portal. Want to automate communications with your clients? No problem. Visit Jamali Media, jemully.com, to make your messaging private and secure. jemully.com. Jamali Media.
A Texan by birth, a patriot by conviction. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. If time allows this segment, I've got one more thing regarding our Attorney General Ken Paxton. Christianity and the shootings in Uvalde and the left, meaning the left everywhere in the media, that I want to get to. But first, I want to get to the border issues. Total southern border encounters, gotaways greater than population of 23 U.S. states. Okay, here's what she says in the Center Square, Bethany Blankley. Biden and his administration insist the border's closed and federal immigration laws are being enforced. But since Biden took office, more than 3 million have been encountered slash apprehended entering the U.S. illegally from over 150 countries, according to Customs and Border Patrol data. That number doesn't include the so-called gotaways, the term they use for those crossing the border illegally who evade capture. Now, we've covered this before. She doesn't cover it, but that's not the people they just are estimating. That's people they had eyes on and were not able to catch. It's a pretty good number. They don't release these numbers publicly, but we get them because they're leaked constantly to the folks at Breitbart, Texas by Border Patrol people. Border Patrol agents spoke to the Center Square, said that the gotaways total more than 1 million since Biden took office. So the illegal entries, not just, as I said at the top of the show, I misstated that. It's not just the gotaways alone. It's the gotaways and the illegals that have been caught. If you put the two numbers together, it's more than 4 million. So in 17 months, those entering the U.S. illegally total more than the individual populations of 23 U.S. states, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia. In other words, there are 23 states with populations less than 4 million. And ladies and gentlemen, does that not show you, they write, of the most populous of these 23 states, those entering illegally since Biden took office total slightly more than Oklahoma's total population, more than Connecticut's, more than Utah's, more than Nevada's. The first 5 months of this year alone, more than 1 million people have been encountered or apprehended entering illegally. And folks, we're not, it'd be one thing if we were deporting these people, but we're not. That's a real problem. We're not saying, okay, we're catching them because we are enforcing the border. We're letting these people stay here. It's just amazing. And when we do deport them, does it matter? Star News reporting Kyle Hooten out of Minnesota. A man who shot at Minnesota police is an illegal immigrant, previously deported 7 times. That's the reason you have to have a secure border. Even if you did deport people, they're just going to keep coming. Pablo Nava Jaimes, 31, allegedly fired at least 10 rounds at police during a pursuit after leaving a barbecue where he had, quote, 8 or 9 beers on June 5th per a criminal complaint. He stated he didn't know why he fired at officers, but was frustrated because he felt police hadn't adequately responded to vandalism of his property. This wasn't his first interaction with law enforcement, however, as he'd previously been deported 7 times, according to ICE. Pablo Nava Jaimes, 31, is a citizen of Mexico and unlawfully present in the U.S. He entered the U.S. at an unknown date and unknown location. This is at least his 8th illegal entry. U.S. Border Patrol encountered and voluntarily removed him from the U.S. on at least 7 occasions between 2008 and 2010, despite his illegal status. And this is where you get sanctuary states. Despite his illegal status, he was not deported following a pair of 2021 arrests, one in June for domestic assault, first-degree assault, and drug charges, and another in December for fifth-degree drug possession and 2 counts of open container in a motor vehicle, per ICE. And I think that was in Minnesota. Large groups of migrants apprehended in South Texas, KVEO said in the last 2 days. Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley sector came across over 500. 48 hours, they encountered 512 migrants just in Starr and Hidalgo counties. It's a full-out invasion. You may not like the word, but that's right. And then, of course, who are these people? Sophie Mann at Just the News this afternoon tells us Border Patrol agents at the U.S. southern border apprehended 15 people last month. In other words, these are the ones they caught, not the million getaways or then the ones they never even had eyes on that got away. They apprehended 15 who were on the FBI's terrorist watch list. That figure is a record for a number of people caught on the watch list any month and equal to the total number apprehended during all of the previous year. Beyond those on the list, a record 240,000 illegal immigrants crossed the border in May and were apprehended. But they only send back about half the individuals they encounter. The rest are just released outright at the border or given to other agencies, and then they just send them all over the country. This is dangerous. And anybody who is too stupid or too blind with their political thing about Democrat, Republican, you know, they're just not a serious human being. They're not a serious person. If they don't understand how bad this is and how many people this is and how this will change the culture. And by the way, what's Governor Abbott doing sending out a press release today? Operation Lone Star ramps up mass migration response efforts in preparation for caravans. I thought it was already ramped up. I thought from the day it went there, it was ramped up. You see how this is? It's all BS. Well, we're going to ramp it up. Wait a minute. It's already ramped up. The operation itself is a ramp up. And then they list highlights. You know what all their highlights are? Getting some TV attention and doing exercises along the border. That's really, I'm kidding you, not getting anything done. A Fox News exclusive on the crisis in Eagle Pass. This is insanity. The governor's getting all these kudos from people for doing it. He's not even doing it. He's not even doing anything that's effective. All right, now, I want to move real quickly to something before we're out of time. The headline, Life is Short. Ken Paxton faces backlash for suggesting Uvalde massacre was part of God's plan. You see, we're in a culture now where a lot of people, even who go to church and think call themselves Christians, don't really know nothing of Christianity and their theology. The big piece in the Chronicle points out he did this, and he didn't hide anything, but they say the interview happened on May 29th, but was unearthed by Salon this week. Salon's a big leftist. There's nothing hidden. He did an interview with Trey Graham, Pastor Trey Graham, on radio. Wasn't hidden. When Paxton was given the floor at the end of to offer words of comfort to families of Uvalde victims, he proposed, quote, there's a purpose in what God does, end quote. See how they did that out of context to make it sound like he was tone deaf, as they call it later? Here's what he said. If I lost one of my children, I'd be pretty devastated, especially in a way that's so senseless and seemingly has no purpose. I think I would just have to say, if I had the opportunity to talk to the people, I'd have to say, look, there's always a plan. I believe God always has a plan. Life is short no matter what it is, and certainly we're not going to make sense of, you know, a young child being shot and killed way before their life expectancy. Oh, and then he did another interview, they said, a week later with what they called in the Chronicle niche right-wing media. It's Newsmax, pretty mainstream. He said they're not following murder laws, they're not going to follow gun laws. So this is the idea. Somehow, if you ban guns from law-abiding citizens, somehow these people that kill people, they're going to follow the gun law, but they won't follow the murder laws? That's somewhat ridiculous. Both things that the Attorney General Ken Paxton said make sense. The part on the God's plan was absolutely perfect, proper Judeo-Christian theology. And it's taken out of context by these people. That he was telling them, well, don't worry, your child being killed. I mean, don't worry, God has a plan. It's not what he said. I read you the whole quote. He said, we have to find our comfort in the Lord, that God is ultimately in control of all. And yeah, there have been a lot of tragedies that then spurred people to do amazing things that helped the world. So, you know, there wasn't anything tone deaf about this, yet he's being attacked, see, by the left. And what's sad is you'll find lots and lots of Christians who will agree because they don't even understand their own theology. They need to go actually start reading scripture and see how many innocent people were killed on a regular basis in massacres and otherwise over things that were going on. Just sickening, the media. And Ken Paxton was right on that. Absolutely right. Thanks for joining us. Long live liberty. Long live Texas. And may God continue to bless us all. Have a great weekend, my friends. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.